My guest at this time is Michael McManus. He is the president of Marriage Savers, an organization dedicated to defending traditional marriage. In his most recent column, Mr. McManus says that he believes, based on the oral arguments Tuesday at the Supreme Court, that traditional marriage supporters are going to be very pleased with what the court rules come June. And Mr. McManus is here to explain why. And, sir, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening.
A lot of traditional marriage supporters were kind of pessimistic heading into the arguments. I know a lot of them are feeling better about it after these arguments. You seem to be the most optimistic of those that I've read, though. Explain why.
The key swing vote, as most people would argue, is Anthony Kennedy, the Justice Kennedy. He has been a supporter of gay rights on three previous Supreme Court opinions, and it was expected that he would side with the liberals on this. But in the very opening moments of the Supreme Court hearing, he said, you know, we're talking about millennia here. I don't even know how many decimals there are when we talk about millennia. This definition of marriage that is between a man and a woman has been with us for millennia, and it's very difficult for the court to say, oh, well, we know better. Now, that's an encouraging comment, I believe, and it shows you that there's really a possibility he might vote with the conservatives on this. Anthony Scalia said, do you know of any society prior to the Netherlands in 2001 that has permitted same-sex marriage? And the lawyer for the same-sex folks said, no, she couldn't. So this is an issue that's brand new, relatively speaking. It's only been in place for 10 years. And of the 37 states that have where gay marriage is possible now, 26 of them did so because of court orders. If the Supreme Court decides that same-sex marriage is not a constitutional right, then all those 26 states will flip back to being traditional marriage states. Only 11 states has either the legislature or a public referendum voted for same-sex marriage. And it seems to me it would be wise for the court to take a stand that allows this debate to continue in the country rather than forcing it one way or another.
Mike, just a couple of comments. Obviously, heading into these oral arguments, it was believed the momentum was with the other side based on, as you just mentioned, Justice Kennedy's previous siding on the side of gay activists.
Right.
When he wrote the majority opinion in the Windsor case 2 years ago, he did say that the states have the right to define marriage, but he also said in that opinion that he believes the only reason one would deny that is due to bigotry. So he's kind of foreshadowed on both sides here, possibly.
In this opinion, too, he shows sympathy for the gay cause, and that's understandable. But one of the points that I made in my column that I haven't seen anyone else make is that gays are really not interested in marriage. Now, that's not what you would think from all of the sort of press coverage of this issue. But if you look at New York State, which has had legalized same-sex marriage for 2 years, there have only been 12,000 same-sex marriages. Well, in that state of nearly 20 million people, if 1.7% of the population is lesbian or gay, that would be over 300,000 people who could have married. And they've only had 12,000 marriages. So it's less than 10% are really interested in marriage. That's a point that hasn't been made by anybody, as far as I know. And another issue that's very important is that there's profound evidence that children brought up by same-sex parents are really harmed by it. One piece of evidence is that 23% of those with a lesbian mother were molested by their mother, whereas only 2% of those in sort of heterosexual homes married homes had that problem. That's 10 times worse. And 38% of adult children of lesbians today are on welfare versus only about 10% of those from married homes. So it's really harmful to the children.
How much do you think oral arguments matter?
I think they matter a lot. And one of my concerns is that the people giving our side of the issue, the conservative side of this issue, weren't very effective, I didn't think. One of the most important points is that a child needs both a mother and a father. Obviously, that's not possible with gay marriages, and yet that point wasn't made very well by our side.
What did you think of Bursch overall? He's the attorney from Michigan representing the the traditional marriage argument in this case. Besides that point, how well do you think you did?
I would give him a B minus.
Why is that?
He really didn't present fresh arguments for our side, the kind of arguments that I've just given to you, that the gays really are not interested in marriage and that children of gays fare very poorly. Those are two powerful arguments that he didn't make.
What about Justice Roberts in this case? He's getting some attention. There was a piece in the New York Times, I believe, on Wednesday suggesting that because he asked whether there's a gender discrimination issue when it comes to same-sex marriage, that he could end up siding with the gay marriage movement for that reason rather than the ones that they've largely been promoting over the past few years.
Well, John Roberts also said, noted that in Maine, they voted in 2009, the legislature, to limit marriage to one man and one woman, but only 3 years later, in 2012, they enacted same-sex marriage. And Chief Justice Roberts said that sort of quick change has been a characteristic of this debate. But if you prevail here, that is the lawyer for the gay folks, if you prevail here, there will be no more debate. Closing of debate can close minds, and it will have a consequence on how this new institution is accepted. People feel very differently, he said, about something if they have a chance to vote on it than if it's been imposed on them by the courts. So I thought that was a pretty clear indication he's going to be on our side.
What's your message to traditional marriage supporters as they wait 2 months for this verdict?
I think that what we have to do is use this time to strengthen traditional marriage. And the organization I'm with, Marriage Savers, has a major way of doing that. We train couples in healthy marriages that you can find in any church to help other couples prepare for a lifelong marriage, enrich existing ones, or save troubled marriages. For example, every church has got couples who've survived adultery. But rarely does the pastor think of that couple as a resource to couples in crisis because of adultery. Couple A could say to B, look, this is what we did to restore trust, and that's exactly what the other couple needs to hear. Instead, what most pastors do is send that couple to a therapist. Now, studies show that couples with a crisis marriage who go to therapists increase their odds of divorce 2 to 3-fold. Yikes! We help cities create community marriage policies, and if someone listening to this would like to see the divorce rate of their city drop, they can call 301-978-7105. That's my phone. And I will tell you how I can help your city to cut its divorce rate and its cohabitation rate.
Go ahead and give the number one more time, Mike.
Yes, 301-978-7105. And my organization is called Marriage Savers. You can look it up at marriagesavers.org on the web.
Last topic before we let you go, Mike. I'm sure you've seen it. Maybe you're even part of it. There's a group of religious leaders, religious liberty advocates, who say even if this court decides to legalize gay marriage nationwide come June, that there needs to be essentially civil disobedience, because regardless of what the court says, whether you're a believer in biblical doctrine or natural law, this is the way it has to be. What's your take on that?
I agree. I think we have to defy the court on this. And there are a few governors who are taking that stand. Sam Brownback in Kansas, for example, is saying that he's not going to pay attention to the court on this. It seems to me that it's reasonable that the state should be able to decide for itself what marriage is. And I would urge defiance on the part of those in those states, 30-odd states that have endorsed traditional marriage.
Mike,
your constitutions.
Mike, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Michael McManus is the president of Marriage Savers. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.